Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit. Twins.
Sisters. Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada
woodapa do the twins. Apadapa. Hat the got. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ah.
Otico, Aspen, help me up. I'm stuck on this donut.
Again, putting her into a situation that any normal person
got camel toe.
Would kind of be okay at, but this is just this little dwarf-like thing running around, screaming catchphrases, screaming hashtags, and it's hysterical.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yo, this is Darcy and Stacey. Episode, is this 8
nope,
or 9?
This is season 4, episode 9. Hello and goodbye.
Hello and goodbye. You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello. Hello, hello.
That hurts.
I hope that Darcy and Stacey have been to Vegas to see Beatles Love, because they would love it. It's literally about love. Literally the last song, they go, love, love, love.
And love, the promo love, would just love. Be them saying, we love love.
We love love.
It's in the show.
Ooh, got some hot men in there.
We love love.
Love
ooh, love.
Ooh, make me all tingly. Shivers. Shivers.
I'm going to start saying that now. When people show me something, I'm going to go, ooh, shivers. I got to add that in my vocab.
I think we found out that there are about 3 or 4 more episodes.
There are
right,
going
3.
There are 13 Darcy and Stacey episodes.
But isn't one of them 2 hours?
We think so, yeah.
So it might be a double episode. That's what it's probably like. That's what probably it seems like to me.
We hope so. I just want there to be a tell-all. I just need there to be a tell-all. That's it.
I think if there is a tell-all, it'll probably be that. They will air the last episode and then air a tell-all right after.
Yeah, they will.
Because maybe Extreme Sisters will be done by then. Thank God.
A sissy. Extreme Sisters is 12 episodes. So we've done how many episodes? We're on...
No, it aired the same amount of time, so maybe they do have one more episode.
Extreme Sisters again, is 12, yeah.
Confirm. Who gives a fuck?
No, I'm just here for the ride. We did get some... I'll talk about it on Extreme Sisters. We got some good tea about the triplets.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Instagram. Yeah.
Someone said I sent it to Jake, but he didn't respond. And I was like...
I've been traveling.
Yeah, you've been traveling. Also...
I think I did say something back to them. Fuck off. I'm traveling.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying they sent it to me as well. I'm glad. So we both have it.
They could just send it to Reality Gaze. Both of us check that account.
You actually check that more than me and Caitlin.
I do.
Yeah. Who cares? We're just... do we want to talk about our taxes while we're here for everybody?
How do you like your coffee? What side of the bed do you sleep on? We get really close, like an NPR voice right here. Because that's where you want us. In your ear.
I just watched the Ina Garten with Laura Linney, and it was delightful. Laura Linney's a national treasure.
I agree with you. Should be celebrated.
She should be.
Yeah. Washington's birthday, Laura Linney's birthday.
It was great because Ina Garten said, there's been talk about your smile, that your smile can be very coquettish, but you can also have this devilish smile. What do you think you learned that from? I know. Yeah. And Laura Linney said, I guess someone wrote about it. And Laura Linney said, well, when you grow up with, and she started talking like us, she said, when you grow up with Southern women who say, oh, look at that shirt. Isn't that it? And she did a whole bit in front of Ina Garten, and it was so good.
I saw her in The Little Foxes. I saw her and Cynthia Nixon, and they switched roles. It was either one played Regina and the other played Birdie. And I saw Laura Linney play Regina, and it was very much that way. Yes.
Did you give birth to a gay baby egg during that performance because you were so filled with the gayness?
And the gay chicken was born from it. And the gay chicken went, yes! Cluck, 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 cluck. And then just exploded into glitter. That was his last word was, yes!
Yes.
Then explode.
By the way, y'all, be prepared because on our episode of Toe, we are remote but go. Poodle's in New York City right now, and we are going to be doing, or Poodle's going to be, I'm going to go fix myself a snack, but Poodle's going to be doing an off-Broadway corner. And believe you and me, it's going to be a doozy.
The everything I've seen has made me think.
With
the exception of Dear World, that just made me happy to be alive and want to wear lots of wigs.
Well, that's a good thing.
I saw, like you were just saying, you knew some gays who were in New York. I think I saw every gay of a certain age at Dear World last night. It's a kind of a flop of a Jerry Herman show, who wrote Mame and Hello Dolly. But I will be talking all about it on Poodle's Off Broadway Corner. If I could smoke a cigarette right now, I would.
You already did in Vegas with Caitlin.
I can't do it anymore. I felt so gross the next day.
You can't.
Y'all, if you used to smoke and you're like, oh, I can smoke. I can go out and smoke. You feel so, my voice still hasn't returned. Anyway, I'll be talking about the Off-Broadway corner on tow.
Also, you might have seen on our free feed, we are dropping season 2 of Love is Blind. 2 episodes a day we're dropping. We dropped 2 yesterday, 2 today. All leading up, we are edging you for season 4 of Love is Blind that is dropping on Friday on Netflix. We will be dropping all of our episodes of season 4, the new episodes, 24 hours after Netflix drops their own. So you can binge it, take a break, and then binge some more.
If you feel like two fingers just really, really kind of very, just like tickling you, that's us.
I don't like that. But that's not
Captain
wrong.
Captain Sandy going, you're almost there.
You're almost there. I just want to say, we're recovering Love is Blind after we do this episode of episode 5. This season is so fucking good, y'all.
And I think things are happening that we might have never seen before. Yeah. That are kind of unprecedented. As I heard someone say on a flight recently.
Unprecedented.
It's unprecedented.
That sounds like something Mama Chantel would say. This is unprecedented.
Yeah. Like you could say the country, the UK is unprecedented because they don't have a president. They have a prime minister.
Yeah, you could. You sure could.
But yes, yes. I guarantee you, I'm not the first person who's heard it, but a woman was talking about it. She was in her 20s, and she was talking about like she knew the word. She's like, it's just totally unprecedented. And I listened, and I moved on. What's better.
That's better. You haven't seen any Sissies in the Wild?
I haven't, but I've been kind of – this is such a quick trip – I've been kind of keeping my – I've been staying kind of up near – y'all don't stalk me. I've been staying kind of uptown, so most of the time
– this will air – you'll be gone by the time.
Yeah, okay, I'll be gone. So you can't stalk me now anyway. I've been staying kind of like Central Park South and kind of a little bit lower than that. I barely had time to see anybody, and I feel bad. If you're listening and you're my friend, I promise I literally had no time. I came here mostly for business stuff.
Business.
And to business.
But it was business. It is business. That's true.
And then to see as many off-Broadway shows as I could in one weekend.
So. I know he's working because I keep getting ravens that drop notes on my door that just say he's still alive. And I'm going, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending them.
Let's get into this.
Let's get into it.
We go to, I don't know what this place is, like parkour or it's like an obstacle course.
I loved it. It looks fun. It looks like American, American Gladiators. Oh God, my sexual awakening, American Gladiators.
I don't think either of us would do well with this. So.
Oh, I'd be terrible, but it looked fun.
It looked fun. Not really with Darcy because she's kind of course, y'all, the girls are pretty agile. They're moving through things.
They are. Not like Turbo. Turbo was my favorite American Gladiator.
Oh, I remember Turbo.
Oh, Turbo. Ooh. Ooh.
So, y'all,
I gotta look him up.
Didn't one of them have a buzzsaw? Am I making that up? Or was that the movie, I always get this wrong. I always want to say it's the Marathon Man, but it's something else. Yeah,
I know.
I'm going to stop talking about it because someone will correct me.
Oh my gosh, Turbo, it appeared in the TV sitcoms Family Matters, Who's the Boss, and even Amen.
I loved Amen.
I did too.
I love Anna Maria Horsford, and I will die on that hill. Comic genius, Anna Maria Horsford.
Oh.
She was just in something recently, and I screamed. It was History of the World. History of the World Part 2.
Yeah. I want to see that.
It's very, very funny. They do a Shirley of Shirley Chisholm, and they make it a sitcom. It's really funny. And they have Marla Gibbs as their mother. Well, wow. You know who Shirley Chisholm was, don't you? The first black senator.
She was.
First black woman senator. A representative. I think she was a senator.
I'm still thinking about
it. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
We need
to. But it was really funny.
Who was it? Where was I? I was talking to, I can't even remember now. I was talking to someone who is straight. And he said, I was listening to your podcast and you need to make, and he was telling us we need to make merch that says we need to move on. Y'all, we're going to try to be better with our merch in 2023. Just hopefully we'll get there by Christmas.
She was Congress. Yeah. Not a senator.
Okay. So they're at this parkour place. Y'all, this episode was good, but there wasn't like a lot of substance for us to talk about, if we'll be honest. And a lot of that's because Darcy and Stacey weren't together.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of Darcy and Georgie. There's just what, so, I mean, it's kind of like, but I imagine if you are a father as well, but if you are a woman, a mother, and you have dropped your child off at college, you probably got a good kick out of seeing Darcy doing this in Darcy's way. Like at one point, I love her, but like Darcy's rolling the cart with all the luggage and stuff and the girls are in front of her.
And didn't she just look like ridiculous. A big cardboard box?
Yes, it was like this cardboard box. And then like you see that her roommate shows up with the roommate's mom and you so go, oh, that's what a mom
looks like. Oh, yeah. That's what a mom looks like. Not Darcy with her horse hair. Oh, God, the hair that she's wearing on the plane is so bad.
And the jean shorts that she's wearing, it's out of control from the back. Is it a skirt? Is it shorts? Are they kind of cut? Like
it was a jacket. It was that kind of fringe black leather jacket, which I know is not real leather.
Oh, no, they love
it. But it was something. And I want to say that when I got moved into my dorm with my mother, my mother poodle said, I said I was going to cry. Here I go. And my mother said, I cried the whole time. On the way home, I cried. My baby's gone away. Come on. I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Poor mother poodle.
Why do you have to be so far away from me? Are you trying to get away from me?
Did you really keep asking that?
Yes. Yes. Now that I, yes. Yes.
Even though you went to a great school.
Yes. 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 You're just trying to get away from me.
Probably
to this day, when I'm flying off, she'll, this is so ridiculous. She's like, you're always humming something and singing. I guess you're so happy to get back. Like I'm supposed to look like I'm off to a death march. So now I really keep myself very even keel. I don't move around. I don't like move with a purpose because that triggers my mother.
And then as soon as you get on the jetway, you're skipping.
Yeah. Well, no, nowadays I rent a car because there's so much driving. And so I can just leave. I don't go through the three-act play that is leaving my mother at the airport. And the conversation on the way. Oh, my God. When either my mother or my father take me to the airport, it's like it's the last time they'll ever see me.
And do they start going?
Like my father's like, you know, I love you. I just hope everything goes well, friend. Really proud of you, friend. You know, your mom, she needs a lot of encouragement because of this. And so, friend. And when my mother takes me, I just hate this drive. I hate it. Never, who knows if I'll see you again. So that's why I now fly. I now just take a rental car. I say goodbye at the house. It makes everyone happier.
She can immediately divert her attention to Muffin.
Exactly. And that way there's no period of feeling uncomfortable. She can immediately throw herself into something else.
And because normally she has to do that ride back home.
She'll look at the door and say, "Well, Muffin, I guess Jaybird's gone. I guess it's just us now.
Father Poodle's not going to do anything.
He needs to get out of the house."
I'm sorry, I was jumping around, but that really wasn't. Let's talk about kind of Darcy first, and then we can talk about Miami and Florian and Stacy. But yes, they're
Dine and Dash. It's like Dine and Dash, which I don't really know how that's like Dine and Dash.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I guess it because I guess it involves running out of a restaurant. I was trying to figure out why an obstacle course was like Dine and Dash. It was very strange.
I've never done that. Have you ever dined and dashed?
I have not.
Nor have I.
I have not. As a server, I would encourage someone never to do that because a lot of times you don't get stuck with it, but it's just like, it's not a good thing to happen.
No.
Yeah. Don't dine and dash. So at one point, Darcy does get body checked by the big bar thing. Yes. And she is doing that reverse screaming thing. Yeah.
It's really funny. And I really love that not only did they show it, but they showed it again in slow motion. It was, you know, people on set were just dying that day. It was great. She kind of laid there in those things like she was just like dead, like she was in like she was some like collateral damage in the movie Dune. She just kind of laid there in the sand.
I commend her for going all out. Anyway,
again, so the Carol Burnett of reality TV when it comes to physical comedians, y'all. I'm saying it again.
The girls basically say, they're talking about, and she's like, "You ready, Aniko? You ready for your next journey? New experiences? Your new journey?" And they talk about Cicero, and Darcy's like, "Well, it didn't really work out. He's not the one. So you snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose."
And anyway, that was when they helped me, I'm stuck on this donut. Because both of them are so top heavy. I think it actually functions, it's their centripetal force completely. I think they actively have to keep up so they don't fall over.
They are probably too far back on their hips.
Yeah.
Now that I thought about the other day in Pilates, honestly, I thought the way my Pilates teacher was having me stand, and I thought, Darcy and Stacy can't stand like this.
No, you have to kind of go a little forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Even before Pilates, this is what Alexander Technique does, the same thing. You find a balance between the balls of your feet and your heels. So you're never on the balls of your feet, but you're never totally on your heels either. This is riveting. Riveting.
Hey, it is to me. I love Alexander Technique. So we're going to jump forward to where they're back in Connecticut. They're still in Connecticut. And Aniko is packing and overpacking. And so Darcy tells a story about when her and Stacy were in school, how they had a dorm across from one another. And one day they were getting ready and they came out the door and they're wearing the same outfits, and which they still do to this day. It was twin tuition, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Twin tuition. That is their hashtag twin tuition. That is. And the girls say, now they just do it with these massive track suits.
I love that the daughters are reading their moms for filth this season.
I think it's, they're such clowns, and I think both of them embrace it. I think neither of them are extremely sensitive about what they do on the show. I think sometimes when people come for their appearance, I think they just know not to engage. That's feeding the trolls. But the one thing about them is on social media, y'all, you can say what you want to. They are all about positivity.
They are.
You can't fault them for that. We sometimes get, anytime we do a post about Darcy, there's always someone who's saying, they don't look like themselves, blah, why do you want to, don't be an example for your children like that. I'm like, this is not the time. It's not the place. No one's going to, they're not going to read that and go, oh, wait, maybe you're right.
This stranger who doesn't know me at all, and also too, y'all, that's none of your business. I mean, I know they talk about it, so you can talk, but like saying like example for their children, that's none of your business.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, and do I agree with a lot of what they've done? No, but it's not my business. I think.
So they're packing up, and then there's, we need to talk about something that was a revelation to me this episode. And Daddy Silva has tats, and I'm here for it.
You haven't seen that? He's seen them on his arms before.
Maybe I just forgot about them, but I was reinvigorated. Ooh, Daddy Silva. He's saying goodbye to them and giving them a hug. And even when they go in the van, it made me laugh when he like dramatically put his hands on the window and said, don't go. Yeah. And
you were rejuvenated like Stacy and Darcy's vaginas are going to be in the next episode. Yeah.
Next week, y'all. Because
that's what you do for your big bachelorette weekend.
we should probably do that for our buttholes. Can you do a butthole rejuvenation?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
I mean, your ass is like the Deathly Hallows now, and mine's just like meat curtains.
You know, I've got no complaints.
The wind
blows. So. Let's talk about, so we've talked about Daddy Silva, or Darcy says, they get to Arizona and
Darcy's screaming at the,
at a beetle.
Yeah.
And they're just dragging a cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
But I assume, and I wrote down, this is a big dorm room.
Thank you.
Mine were small.
My dorm room at West Hall was a shithole.
Yeah. Like, this, we're really small. And this has a lot of light in it. Yeah. Anyway, he's like, here's your shelves for cleaning supplies. And she's like, now I need to take Arnico, every little life hack that I know. So that couldn't have been done a couple weeks earlier. But she's like, this is a family secret. Now, I'm not sure why we've decided that microwaving eggs is a family secret. I've done it in a pinch. It does not make good eggs. I don't think so.
I've never done it.
The eggs taste kind of weird to me.
It's a secret family recipe. And the producer's like, what do you do? You put the egg and then you put it in the cup and then you put it on popcorn. And the producer said, why popcorn? She said, it's the easiest one to press.
With no hesitation. It's the easiest one. And then, I don't know if they cooked it too long, because that's the trick, y'all. Eggs will, if you cook eggs bad, or it smells terrible. And so it smells like fart. So you can imagine the other, of course, the new roommate comes in right as they're cooking the egg, like, oh, someone dealt it. And the woman comes in, the mom says, it does smell bad in here.
You forget the other mom looks like our age. And you forget that Darcy is basically our age. She just doesn't look like it.
They're 46,
they're 46,
47 now. Yeah. When Darcy was talking about her wild time, which we're going to talk about in a second, they're having their final dinner later on, and it's like, Mom, what's the craziest thing you did in college? Well,
we went on spring break. Vanilla Ice was in concert.
This is a good
so
story.
Went up to the stage. They were calling all the girls up to the stage.
By the way, did you see the girl? That was her first mistake. Did you see the girls' faces when she said Vanilla Ice? They looked at each other.
No,
like,
no clue.
No clue. I don't know. Keep going.
I think they've learned not to ask, which well, I respect.
We don't.
I respect. No, I would ask. I would ask my parents because I think. But I think these girls don't ask who that was. But I think a lot of people are saying, "I don't know who that is." You know, yeah. Which is a very fun thing to ask these days. So then they kept saying, jump, jump, jump. And so I jumped, and then no one caught me.
I flew in the air in slow motion. And then I fell on my face, and the wind got knocked out of me. Never saw Vanilla Ice again. It was great. It was great.
So she tells Aniko to make smart choices.
Can I tell you, I would, if Matt Sharp ever wanted to make scripted content, if they ever decide to make like a flashback of when, like instead of the Goldbergs, it's just the Silvas, and it's when Darcy and Stacey were in high school or in college, I would fucking watch that show like nobody's business.
Well, it's not going to happen because they're going to never make scripted content because they'd have to actually spend money on it.
They would have to. So that will, but can you imagine
never
Darcy
happen.
Said, some hanging out with Billy at the Sonic. Oh, it'd be great. It'd be great.
The last thing that happens is, gonna miss you girls. Michael's watching. I do everything for you guys. I do everything.
It was really sweet. Even when Darcy says, like, make smart decisions, and she says, don't make stupid mistakes like I would. And she says to her, she's like, be better. It is very human. I think what any parent wants is every parent wants their child to be better than they were.
We should take a break and do Stacey and Florian.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Florian, don't look at my dress. Just look through. Just look through your eyes, like peekaboo, peekaboo. You play peekaboo?
I know, play peekaboo.
That was so loud.
I know, play peekaboo.
He still doesn't have object permanence.
No, he doesn't. No, he didn't get that yet.
When something leaves, he goes, where to go?
Where go? And then he comes back and he goes, wait. Y'all, let's talk about Stacey. Then we'll talk about both of them together at the end. We're in Miami.
Going to Katarina, who they found through the Albanian community. She's doing the dress and
sparkles, crystals. It likes to be shiny.
Oh, Katarina knows what to say because she lays out the dress and says, you shine bright like a diamond.
Now, was this sheer?
It is. It's an overlay of, it's going to be on the dress.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to be
naked. No. This is just an overlay of the rhinestones. It was gorgeous. It was very beautifully done. Stacey was like out of her mind. She's like, I want to shine bright. I want to shine bright. And Florian goes, you shine bright every day. I can't do it like you. But
it's a pitch your voice higher. It's less. It needs to also sound labored. I'm not gonna teach you how to do it.
I don't want to know how to do Florian, so I'm okay.
So there's Conrad calls, who's their little bitchy assistant in LA, and says, we need the samples right away. We have to do this. And
what?
And ooh. So she's basically, Stacey says, we're hanging on to them because we're going to do those, do a photo shoot for promos. But Stacey's in Arizona, Darcy's in Arizona. So it doesn't seem like they could even make this happen by the time Darcy gets back. Now,
no.
At this point, I don't know if Stacey knows her sister well enough to know that a call would stress her out when she's spending that time with her sister, or she just wants to do it on her own.
I don't
ding,
know.
Ding, ding, ding. I think it's that.
That's probably more of that.
That's what I think. Yeah.
But I think
and she wants to help. Point, she wants to help Florian get model pictures.
Right. But I don't know what good it would have been to tell Darcy, but it is, she is 50-50 a part of the company. But
I mean, think about it from our perspective. If it's an important thing like that, then we usually tell each other stuff.
Yeah.
Now,
and you just decided something? Oh my God.
I mean, you actually do that way more than me when it comes to like segments or programming. You say, we're just going to do this. And I really don't care that much. So I just roll with it. But
I know the best direction for our company.
That's not always true. But
and it's going to take me a lot longer to explain it.
Or it's just going to take me a lot longer to listen to you explain it. So I just say, sure.
Has it ever failed?
Again, I'm not going to bring up some of our live show performances where people saw your balls.
You know what? Those don't. That doesn't feel like a failure to me.
Okay, well, it did to the rest of us.
That's just a different type of win.
Yeah, seeing poodles taint is not a win, y'all.
I beg to differ. I beg to differ. You but will not hinder me from expressing myself.
Even when we had business decisions to make, even when my dad was dying and shit like that, you would at least text me and say, hey, I'm going to just handle it.
No, it's true.
Okay.
I guess I was thinking if Darcy would get all upset about it because she couldn't be there.
Probably.
But I think you're right. I think this was Stacey saying, I could do this by myself.
Yep. Because Darcy knows exactly what we see. Florian's a terrible model, and he's the wrong model, period, for their brand.
I totally agree.
But the photo shoot was amazing.
So they're getting the photo shoot ready. She's riding on the rack. Scott, the photographer, is there. Was he part of their thing earlier? I don't know if he was. So she's like, okay, Florian, it's time to Vogue. Bring the fire. Run. Now, y'all. He basically pauses like he's Mega Man or something.
He walks stiff legged like a toy soldier.
It's very automaton. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like someone had never taught him to walk.
I don't think they did.
Or someone programmed a robot to walk who had never seen a person walking before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's very apparent, you know, I used to think, and by the way, if you can hear a leaf blower in the background, just tell me, y'all. Yeah, I know, we're doing the best we can. I used to think modeling is not hard, and then you take headshots as an actor and you go, this is not easy. And then I know friends that have been models like through that take modeling classes where they teach you to walk and all that shit. It is very like what's her name? Tree Squim Crib.
Natalie
did that class in Florida. It is very apparent to me. Florian has never taken a modeling class in his life, or if he did,
I agree.
The whole time he just said it was bullshit.
I think he thinks because of a certain look he has that that's going to get him. But I think what modeling is trying to teach you is to act naturally. Or to somehow, and because obviously Florian cannot act natural.
No,
when the camera's on him.
No,
he like climbs up and Stacy's freaking out. And he one point he
I think
says,
"You're done. I think you're done. I think you're done."
So they're talking about the modeling agency job, and he's like, "I don't know. I'm going to do the modeling that." So
that's what he said.
Too low money. And Stacy basically says, well, you got to work your way up. That's how it works. And sounds like he doesn't want to work. So finally, he agrees to take this job. So we will see.
Please follow him on this shoot. Please.
Please.
The next thing. Oh, we did this one little part with Darcy, but this is back in Darcy in Miami. Where Her fake friend Leslie is there with moon shoes. I don't know what these are. I've never seen this before.
Oh, you have. These were very popular in the 90s.
Oh, really? Like
They're just these bouncy. I've never tried them on because I don't want to lose a leg. But you just walk on them, they make you bounce. I think they're called moon boots, actually.
So they're back now?
I don't know if they're out. They're back. I don't know. I don't know what they're called. They're the bounce.
Well, they call them moon shoes.
Moon boot. Yeah, bounce off calories at a moon boot class.
Oh, so it is a fitness thing. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it is a fitness thing. I guess it just looks like something I twist my ankle.
Darcy says, my booty's on fire. This is hotter than sex. And, y'all, she decides to get out there. And, of course, Leslie has someone because Darcy felt like there wasn't a sexual chemistry between all of these guys that were her age or older. So she's like, I know what I like. Shows her a picture of Zach, who's Afghani. So y'all, he's a personal trainer. It's just another Georgie. That's what this is.
He actually kind of looks like Rishi with the long curly hair.
Yeah.
Georgie had long. It's just another Georgie, y'all. She's like, I got chills.
Basically,
shivers.
She likes that he works with kids who have been bullied.
She doesn't give a shit about that.
It seems like this is a made-up person, but it looks like she does meet him, and she's like, text
him. She says, I feel tingly all over.
They're going to meet, and he texts. He's like, text me her number. And then they kept saying, Zach in the sack.
Hey, Zach in the sack.
It's interesting, and far be it for me to chastise someone for wanting to be sexual with someone.
Far be it.
But I feel like Darcy, she keeps saying she's trying to find love. And I don't think for her, love is just sexual. But it does seem to be the first thing she goes towards. It's hard for me to critique this, but
because
that's what you do. Maybe, but I'm saying I don't think she's going to be satisfied with that.
No.
Yeah.
No, eventually, but again, I don't like the way Michelle delivered it, but Darcy does need to go to some therapy and work on her codependency issues. She needs to work through some stuff. Hey, I'm not judging. I've got it too. Your picker is off because your compass is off because your true north is the true north is you. And that if that's off, then you're all going to be all over the place. So she needs to kind of get herself straight.
What you think you need is not what you need.
Because y'all, the guys that I want to fuck me aren't the guys that need to date me. That's probably true for Poodle too. But
no, it's very true. Yeah.
It's true for a lot of people, like who we
or what you think you need. You have to do a lot of think. You have to when you're planning out what you need, it's very different than what you want. Let me say that.
Yeah.
Very different. And so if you're ever making one of those lists, make a distinction about what you need to be not even what you be, because people think weird things about how they can be happy in a relationship. Think about what you need to be satisfied or be content in a relationship. What you need from the other person instead of thinking about what you want in that other person. That might be more
helpful. Like what's exciting about falling in love And because I think some and write that out, because people just get all in that excitement phase of falling in love and lust.
Yeah.
And then go, how does this, or does this ever correspond with what I want? Maybe it does, or maybe it doesn't. Just things to look at.
Yeah.
Things to look at.
Very true. Anyway, I doubt Darcy will ever do that.
You know, because it's interesting. You know what's the worst thing? It's because that Stacy found it. Because Stacy's the same way too. And she found that in Florian. But here's the deal. Florian's loser. Florian's never going to work. Florian's never going to get his shit together. He's never going to do any of this. He's never going to have a career. He's never going to ever. That's why Florian doesn't really care if they have kids or not, because Florian always wants to be like a houseboy and taken care of. And the thing is, though, Stacy is okay with that.
Right. And he gives her something else, which is kind of like unconditional attention.
Yes, he gives her
attention. And that's all she needs.
He's weird, and that makes her laugh. So, like, Darcy, I think if Darcy could find like a hot guy, but who's a bit of a nerd or different, but she keeps dating the Georgies. She keeps dating the, what's his name?
Jesse. She's dating opportunists.
Guys that take them, well, opportunists, but she's also dating guys who take themselves very seriously. Very seriously. Cicero, did. So she needs to be this Zach guy looks like he does too. She needs to be with some guy who's hot, but somehow has self reflection and laughter.
Yeah.
Good luck finding that.
Yeah, especially in Miami.
Yeah.
So y'all, Darcy basically, she's back at the Twin Towers. That's a really terrible way to say it, but they are. It's like, so I got an email from the office, learned about the photo shoot. Now, I find it really difficult to believe that, and maybe it's true, that Darcy learned about this photo shoot from the office, if she knows everything that's going on with her brand.
It made me wonder, is this a hint of fraudacity?
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's very pissed and she knocks on the door and Florian's like, come in. Like fucking Igor in the castle.
It's
and he's
true.
Like, she's like, well, that was a slow open.
She was, can I come in? He's like, yeah, sure.
How was Arizona? Was it amazing?
It's amazing.
And without cutting to the chase, when like, you bring cactus? And then without any more pleasantries, she's like, why was I invited to the shoot? And so she goes right in. And she's like, well,
she goes,
I had to make an executive decision.
Yeah, but you know, I don't roll like that. Nobody called me, nothing. Maybe I have an opinion.
Well, time doesn't stop when you're in Arizona.
I feel left out. It's a huge deal. Why would we talk about it?
And then she's like, well, this had to be done in one day. We were just scrambling. And Darcy does say, and this is true, Florian should have had fucking hair and makeup. That was ridiculous.
She said he should have had hair and makeup. She said, and this is true, some of the pictures look blurry. She said it looks like he's the face of our... Y'all, they should have a photo shoot with guys, women, particularly men and women of color in their 20s. They're doing like a young, urban type of like streetwear. Like,
yeah.
Florian is in no way the model for that.
He is not their... He is only their demo if people know him from the show. That is the only time. Yeah, that is the only way he is in their demo.
And like Darcy said, I think that photo shoot came out.
Anyway, that's where we're left. Now, it looks like things are okay again by the next episode because we're off for the Bachelorette weekend.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
New York.
Well, it is what it is, and we're just gonna focus on positivity and sisterly love.
But they can have these fights, but nothing ever, and they can get emotional, but it's almost like neither of them really wants to go further into what the fight's actually about. So yeah. We never really go there.
Yeah.
It's like the last big fight they had.
Yeah.
About which was based in Darcy resenting Stacey's marriage and the wedding. But it's like at one point, that's when Stacey says, Stacey kept saying, nasty, just nasty.
Nasty. Oh,
that was a
y'all.
Great episode.
We're nasty. That's all right. You know what? You can be nasty too. Because that's fine. Get nasty, y'all.
Get nasty.
Yeah.
Just make sure you make good choices.
saying that to me or to you?
And wrap it up.
Exactly. All right, everybody. Yeah. That's the episode for this week. We are so this was episode 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, 4 more episodes to go on Darcy and Stacey. So this will be taking us all basically through April. So this will be fun. I'm glad. I don't want this show to go yet.
Yeah. No, I love this show.
All right, everybody. That's the episode. Go to realitygaze.com. You know the deal. Go to our Reality Gaze podcast for our Instagram, Reality Gaze for our TikTok. And our Twitter is Reality Gaze Pod. And our Facebook group is Reality Gaze Podcast. Or our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. Oh, God. I just knocked something over
in
my
hair.
We do have fun in there. 10,000, almost 11. Almost 11, 11.
Magic number.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. If you need to find your own magic number in your life, whether that's, or you want to get your vagina rejuvenated, Poodle, how do you do that?
You manifest it.
Manifest.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.